This is Alex Elbrum.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge Art Cube is a space that offers workshops, studio space for artists, and exhibition areas close to the centre of town. And I'm really pleased that Isabel Pierce from Cambridge Art Cube joins me via Zoom today. Hello, Isabel.
Well, thank you, Alex. Hello to you. Thank you very much for having me.
So before we talk about the Arts Cube itself, can you give us a little bit of information about your background?
Well, I was a nurse. All my life, I've been a nurse, qualified when I was 22. And it was a lovely, lovely job when our girls were younger. I worked in hospitals and schools, GP practice. And I love my job. But, you know, I always felt there was an artist within. I felt I had to be quite bold and make a decision in terms of leaving the NHS. So I managed to get early retirement, actually, at 50. And then I spent a good few years in taking courses, exploring all different types of art, charcoals, oils, acrylics, clay. And you have to try all these different things to see what you might be interested in. I spent a lot of time in museums, art galleries. They're just looking for inspiration because I knew there was an artist within somewhere, but it was always a little bit scary. And, you know, where do you start? How do you try these things out? So so that's what I did. So that's sort of the background to it.
Lovely. And so did you settle on one of those art forms, or do you sort of do a few different things?
Well, my first love is always oil paints. I absolutely love them. But I've done a lot of acrylic work, beautiful, big floral acrylics, which are very popular for offices or perhaps if somebody has a, you know, a place above a sofa or a piano, this sort of thing. So acrylics are lovely. They're very flexible, great fun, very colourful. But I do have to say oil paints are always my first love.
Oh, that's interesting. It really is lovely to hear how people, you know, get drawn to one thing or another. Now, you're being quite modest because although you said that you just came to painting, you have done open studios for quite a while now, haven't you? And you've exhibited and you've had commissions.
Yes, I was very fortunate. I think what really encouraged me was selling my first piece. Everybody loves to sell their first piece. It's a wonderful feeling. And then I went on to have quite a big exhibition in Surrey and that actually sold very well. And I was able to ask people what they were drawn to. That gave me a little bit of a guide as to which direction I should be going in. And I was then very fortunate to be involved with Cambridge Open Studios. And there was a terrific weekend over that period of time. And I think 18 pieces were sold, which I was so thrilled about and encouraged. And that really helped me to move on.
Moving from that, you've mentioned about doing these big pieces above sort of pianos or you like working big. I'm guessing this was how you were drawn to looking for a studio because it takes up a lot of space. It's not the sort of thing you can necessarily do on a kitchen table, is it?
Absolutely. Because if you work small and perhaps with, you know, pencils or watercolours, that's fine. If you're working big with acrylics, they do get quite messy. And I wanted somewhere that was spacious, that I didn't have to worry about the floor, where I could really spread out and do the work, because there aren't many environments where you can do that sort of big work. It is quite big and messy. So I did start to look for somewhere in Cambridge and spent quite a long time actually trying to look for suitable premises. So I was delighted when I found the Cambridge Art Cube as it is now last year and took on the lease for that. So I'm really thrilled about that.
And you were saying that you want to have this space not just for yourself, but to encourage other people to use it as well. Because I think it's interesting because a lot of artists, of course, because of their very nature, work on their own. But actually, there's a lot to be said to be able to talk to other artists and get some ideas, bounce ideas off, and also just have the company, I guess.
It is. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Alex. Being an artist, it can be quite lonesome. And in a way, that's fine because you want to focus on what you're actually doing. But there is something lovely about being in the same room as other artists where you're all working together, maybe in silence, perhaps a bit of chatting, and people are creating together, either on one project where everybody's doing an oil painting class or on your own work. So you can come to a workshop and spend the day sharing with other artists, which is always lovely. Or you can come to the Cambridge Art Cube and spend the day on your own and use the studio as sort of as your own space and have the space to spread out and work. But you're right, creativity is very, it multiplies when you spend time with other people.
So just to go back to the actual Art Cube itself, where is it based?
Well, we're fairly near town. I mean, you can cycle there. It's just off the Newmarket Road, sort of on the Coldham's Lane end of town, if you like. And it's on a small industrial park, which is lovely. I've got some very nice neighbours, easy to get to by bike. And also you can walk to the river from there. So
lovely.
In the summer months, it's absolutely gorgeous. Just across Ditton Fields and walk to the river. So that's always nice for a lunch break if you're doing a if you're there for a day or you're doing a workshop. And Cambridge North Station is only 10 minutes walk away.
So
we're well placed. And lots of parking. So if people do
see, do you know, all those things tick lots of boxes for lots of reasons, don't they? You have studio space there. So if other artists are interested in looking for a studio, they could contact you and talk about that. But also you're doing workshops as well?
Yes. Doing regular workshops, lots coming up in the new year. So I can give you a little flavour of what's happening then. But also if people want to come to use the studio space just for the day, there's, you know, on a flat fee, you can just come in and use the space for the day.
Tell us a little bit about those workshops. What sort of thing are they?
Well, we've had lots already, but I have got plans for the new year. So there will be more oil paintings from photographs. That was a great success, where you can get a good likeness of a portrait. That worked very well. Botanical drawing, always very detailed and beautiful. We have a wonderful botanical artist, Jane, who comes to do those workshops for us. Screen printing. Now, that's something that people get hooked on. That's always very exciting. And also, we've got Claire Millen. She's coming in the new year. She's going to be starting 5-week courses, mixed media, fabulous courses. Claire is the most wonderful artist, and we're starting those in January on a rolling basis.
So are they a week-long course or one day a week for 5 weeks?
Yeah, exactly. One day a week for 5 weeks, yes. Or the morning courses.
Yeah. Oh, so lovely.
5 weeks.
Oh, that's really lovely. And also, are the courses like a one-day course? Are they longer than that?
Yes, most of the workshops are one day. I mean, it's quite a big commitment for somebody to take time out of work. Having said that, I think if people want to kickstart their career as an artist, that's the time to go on an intensive weekend or 2-day workshop, which is what I'm planning to offer in terms of an intense experience where you can come in and do all these different mediums. Try the painting, try the acrylic, try the clay, try the watercolor. And
wonderful.
Have an intense experience. And that's over a 2-day, a 2-day slot.
Who are they suitable for? Would beginners be able to do them, or are they more for people that have already tried things, or do they vary?
No, absolutely. We'd always give a guideline on the website as to whether it's suitable for beginners, because we don't want people to arrive and then feel that they're out of their depth. And I think that's so important for a new artist to feel that it's a safe place to come and have a go. So it's very clear if it's for an established artist, come to use the studio space, or if it's for a new artist, somebody who wants to come to have a go and try something out and perhaps rekindle all these loves of things that we did when we were at school, when we were teenagers, artistic things which we want to explore again. And I hope the Art Cube will give people that opportunity. That's really what I was searching for. And I hope it will be a safe place for people to come and enjoy starting off their art. And it may start a whole new artistic career for them.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds wonderful. You sound really inspiring as well. Just listening to you talk about those things, I think, oh, I'd love to have a go at those. Now, how do people get in touch if they are interested?
Oh, it's super easy to contact us. We're on Instagram, of course, at Cambridge Art Cube. And also the website is cambridgeartcube.co.uk. So super easy to get in touch. We're, of course, on LinkedIn as well. Yes, get in touch. Come and drop in. The strap line is the kettle is always on, and it is.
Perfect.
So we love people getting in touch. And to hire the space as well for an exhibition, we've got a beautiful display wall with a lovely hanging system where artists can come to display their work as exhibitions. We had a lovely, beautiful exhibition last weekend where I emptied the whole place and it was taken over by the wonderful Deborah Pendle.
Wonderful.
That was terrific.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely brilliant. It sounds like a great thing for Cambridge as well, and for any artists established or otherwise. So thank you very much, Isabel, for your time, and I look forward to coming seeing it soon.
Thank you very much, Alex. It's been a pleasure. Cambridge 105 Radio.